back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Wearing many, many hats here for my 30th anniversary, including my purple Santa hat is back in action. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I got purple scratch-off tickets, one per person. Are you 18? Do not put these in the stockings of the youngins. They've told me to do that. That's like a little, you know, PSA that I have to do there. But you can win up to $20,000 in cash. John Martin's going to be here. I'm letting myself play. Rob Santoni's over. He will not be eating my French fries because he's healthy like that at Wise Markets, but he does have some ham and some kielbasa for me. We enjoyed his... I did not let him finish the Dick Van Dyke story, but it's how he screwed his ribs up, and he's doing well, and he'll be running marathons by next week. Probably the rock and roll thing. Damon O'Doherty, you snuck in the middle of the segment. Guy walks by with a mask, holding a bag, pointing to it. I'm on the air. I'm like, the last time we were here, Johnny O got accosted, like, by... Yeah, so... I said to you, was that Marcellus Wallace's soul? And you said, no, it's Martin O'Malley's bag.
Oh, no, no, no.
What is that?
I just thought of you. I thought about you for this because, you know, you are Mr. Maryland. And I thought if you ever got lost on one of your trips covering the Ravens to an out-of-town team that – they would at least know what bag to put you back in and send you home.
So, you know, it's funny you say this.
This is for 30 years. This is a fancy bag, you know. Like even Aaron Tamarkio might hang out with a Stitch bag. This is
does it roll?
Nice.
I have a bad back, bro. Does it roll?
Well, if this isn't good enough, Aaron and I would love to keep it for our own purposes. Or
he's already taking
probably.
The gift back, dude. We haven't even introduced the guest yet. And Aaron Tamarkio was actually invited to the show. And Damian just got off a plane from wherever he's planing off to. And this looks like if we cut this out, we could put my kitty cat in it. It feels like a kitty cat bag, like a kitty cat carrier.
It looks very adaptable.
It's pretty classy, Damian.
I am. Merry Christmas. You know, I mean, you know, not to get... biblical or, you know, tis the season. But they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know, you came to Dundalk and brought crabs and a Maryland bag. So I appreciate that.
I am in the Holy Land, aren't I?
Aaron Tamarkio's here. Damian O'Doherty's here for the levity, for the comedy. Probably for the scratch-off lottery tickets as well. You already ordered crabs, right?
I did.
You're having crabs for Christmas.
When in Rome, hon.
Yeah, we're in Dundalk. Aaron, you're getting a little flavor of the program of Baltimore Positive. By the way, it says Baltimore Positive right underneath Damian here. It's kind of superimposed. I invited you down as a victim to all of this from Trade Point Atlantic. And I just want to say this to you because it's been a while. My wife and I were looking for places to live. And you know this, right? Looked at Columbia, you and I, incredible things going on. Can I give you this bag back? Because I don't really want to hold it. Give me the Trade Point Atlantic. I'll hold this. I'll hold the Y. Hold something else. So my wife and I were driving around 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. A little frantic because our place sold. We've been trying to sell it for a long time. Now it's like, it's go time, right? So we got to find a place to live. So we're driving around and I have not been on the Key Bridge. Honest to God, I live downtown, right? I'm from Dundalk. I come to Costas. I go to Edgemere. I go to Ed Hale's house. I go to Johnny O. Fort Howe. I don't access... my wife and I have been married 18 years, and she really doesn't have a recollection of ever going across the Key Bridge. It really... she has, but doesn't remember. Maybe it was dark or whatever. And we paid attention because we were looking at a place in Pasadena on the water, you know, so she could paddle because my wife likes paddleboarding. So we're coming across the bridge, and we were coming to Costas, and we looked down... and she saw the little island. She's like, what's that island? I'm like, they've been telling me about it. I don't know what it is. Everybody says, what's that thing? It's some fort thing. And then I looked over, and I'm like, that's where my dad worked. And, like, I saw it. It takes my breath away now. But we went over there, and I'm like, oh, my God. I should have come to your office. And I'm thinking, he likes me. Why am I? Oh, COVID.
Stop by any time.
COVID. It's been 2 years,
I
right?
Know,
so
I know.
Thank you for coming by. Aaron's sure. Over at Trade Point Atlantic, and he brought me a mug.
Got a bunch of swag here for you.
Rob, they're all competing. He knows the Wise mug. I broke it during the summer, being an idiot, eating crab
cakes. I can't compete Wise, and I can't compete with Trade Point Atlantic. Those are two premium brands.
Well, he brought me a bag. I mean, you know, thank you. You know I'm traveling. But when I see that there, and I have that moment, that's probably a moment that anybody that ever saw the point who gets off an airplane and comes this way to Costas to get a crab cake or has business on your side or coming over, you guys look like you're moving plenty of stuff in and out, that for anyone who hasn't seen it, I'm a Dundalk guy. I mean, I grew up under the, you know, the gold plant over there, you know what I mean? Like in Colgate, to see what it's become is... It's remarkable. It really is. And for Don and you to be bragging about it and for me to, like, witness it, I literally reached you. I'm like, got to get him on a show. We got to talk about this. What's going on up the street?
Well, happy to be here, and welcome back to Dundalk. This is our side of town. In fact, we're here in beautiful Costas Inn. This is the Trade Point Atlantic dining room. You'll probably see most of my team and contractors and the like here, and Christmas parties and holiday parties happening. So it's great to be here, especially at Costas. You know, Costas actually serves a lot of the food that we do when we entertain folks from the community. And in fact, they were doing the star lighting just a couple weeks ago, where we lit the Star Bethlehem Steel right on the water tower, keeping with tradition.
How do I not know about this?
Yeah. Yeah,
we were very excited. How do I not know about this?
Yeah, that's one thing that hasn't changed. I mean, the whole landscape has changed at Trade Point Atlantic, but the Star Bethlehem Steel still shines. So we're happy to be here and happy to update you on what's going on. It's incredible transformation. I agree that that's occurred there over the last year.
I went down there with my father when I was a kid, like all the time, like, you know, dropping him off. He always got dropped off in the same spot. We went down, dropped him off, picked him up, came back same way. My dad never drove. So he took the number 4 bus, the number 10 bus, the whole deal, right? I only ever went inside. It's like Willy Wonka. I went inside once. I was probably 10 years old, probably 76, 77 in that era. Probably Jimmy Carter kind of president era. So, there, you know, times were kind of tough and things were probably slowing down at that time. And there was a night where my dad, families, it was like family night, you know. I guess the union did it. It was the only time I was ever, like, on the ground. It's 44 years ago, probably. So, wow. You know, like, that would be wild to go over there and just, like, tell what us, was man. Here? Here's the picture of it. Because, I mean, all of that's etched in the minds of everybody in this community.
Absolutely. And those mill buildings were quite impressive when you saw them. And they could be intimidating, especially to a young kid going to visit his dad at the, you know, was working on the lines. But the buildings we have down there now are just as large. We have a 1.9 million square foot facility we're building for McCormick.
So you say that.
It's huge. Like,
what is that? What's 1.9 whatever million thing he just said that was? How big is that?
So to walk from one end of the building to the other end of the building is a little over half a mile.
Five
blocks. Just imagine
blocks
that.
Is a building, one building that's 5 blocks.
Yeah.
A giant mall would be a million square feet, a million and a half square feet. A giant mall that you've been to.
Well, yeah. You know, you're the political one here about, I mean, and obviously having served at various points, both of you, quite frankly, when that... I remember people fighting an LNG plant down here. Things it could have been. Mm-hmm. And that's what I said to my wife. Like, all in a 2-minute, we went up, we went down, we looked, we flattened out. She's driving. I'm like, whoa. Yep. And then before you know it, I'm at Costas and, you know, like, we're driving 55.
Well, everything they say we can't do in America, all the negativity that sometimes we as a population like to get caught up in, the opposite is happening at Trade Point Atlantic, right? You say that there's logistics problems all over the world, not at Trade Point Atlantic. You say manufacturing can't bring it back. Don't talk to me about that at Trade Point Atlantic. So, well, what Aaron has done is, and Aaron could have had any job in public service, any job in the DMV for corporate America, and he chose the toughest one. And so it's such a joy to see him, you know, coming up from the bottom when nobody believed in this facility, in this really hallmark now. This
when you
community.
Say nobody believed in it, like, you know, I mean, to get anything done, and I look, I've spent the last 3 years in Baltimore Positive talking county to county with all sorts of people about things that happened and didn't. National Harbor being a great example, something that I sort of dove into from the outside. This is the inside. This is where my dad worked, where everybody I know, and there's a leg, and then there was clearly this vacuum for business here, and businesses that made it, like Costas, where I am right now, that have survived it waiting for this kind of traffic and this kind of job opportunity.
Well, Damien, believe it or not, Damien's been a little modest here because he was actually in the beginning, you know, as we were envisioning Trade Point Atlantic and making the transition from from steel to an envisioned logistics facility. So this guy right here and his team kind of helped help guide us on a public affairs program that really kicked off, I think, the success that we're seeing there at TradePoint Atlantic. And when you talk about doubts, yeah, of course there were doubts. You know, when you had a steel mill that tried to keep going year after year and successive owner after successive owner, you know, the community and politicians alike, everybody got very skeptical as to what was going to actually happen and work here, and what you're promising us, can you deliver on? And we were very, very careful to do that. Yeah, there were a lot of promises.
Let me tell you, my mother died 98 years old. My mother loved Costas. I mean, it's 100 pictures I have of my mom eating, drinking at every table in here. And, you know, my mom at the end was getting, you know, $78 checks from Bethlehem Steel, right? You know what I mean? Like, believing there was going to be this pension and this pot of gold and outlived it and asbestos and all of that that went on. You know, trust is, you know, it's earning back trust by saying we're here, we're going to have jobs. And Damon, I think the thing politically that I always hear is we have so many assets in Baltimore, right? And the one asset would be that waterway there that I've been eating these crabs out of at Costas and reporting and talking about. But the port part of this and location, you said your logistics, right? Like, location is everything in logistics, right?
Literally. Location is everything. Access to the multiple modes of transportation is everything. And I think right now, who would have thought 7 years ago when we were talking about a logistics facility that logistics is now on everybody's mind today.
Right.
So everybody wants to know where their Amazon product or their Home Depot product or whatever it is that they've ordered is coming from. And, you know, the Port of Baltimore is a shining beacon here in our region. And we have the opportunity right now to seize on this moment. And I think we are to continue to grow the port and enhance the logistics connectivity and operations that are in around the region here. So we've got a great story to tell. And I'll say this, that not many cities, when they look at a site of 3,200 acres that was an old steel mill, could have re-envisioned a site coming back the way it has to now, 7 years later, and I'll tell you this right now, we have well over 12,000 jobs, 12,000 people coming to work there each and every day at TradePoint Atlantic. So many cities are still looking at their old industrial sites, wondering what to do with it. Baltimore pulled together and made it happen, and it was a team effort for everybody, from private industry to the community to the public sector, at all levels of government, both sides of the party lines, and it's a very, very good success story, and it speaks to what Baltimore can do when we pull ourselves together and under a common vision.
So Damien, give credit to somebody for this, like, but for both of you, you're on the inside of this, but The seed, the first person that went down there and said, it's not going to be a that, it's going to be a this. Like, how does that butterfly?
I think we all have our own favorites. You know, I'm sure Aaron would tell you that Governor Hogan's played a huge positive role here for the people of Dundalk. You know, I would say don't forget about what Kevin Kamenetz, our erstwhile Baltimore County executive, set out a vision for this. Mm-hmm. Jim Smith, who said, you know, we're not going to have a LNG facility here. We're going to take you to the Fourth Circuit for the people of Dundalk and kill your project, you know, to make something better happen here. So that's Jim Smith. And then, you know, Martin O'Malley had a huge investment in the port
generally. I love the stories of this because one of our first episodes, it's our 30th anniversary, so I'll get a little wistful. We had Barbara Mikulski on, and she told me how the Fort McHenry Tunnel got built and how that highway was going to run over Canton, where you live.
Right,
it was
right.
Going to be Boston Street, was going to be 95, and that's the way it would have been forever. And we've all gone through that tunnel, and there was a hell of a cat fight going on in the 70s politically here amongst a lot of people that changed the destiny of how we get to the airport from over here, right?
Well, yeah. And what was amazing about this team that Aaron put together is to harness that one Maryland activity from all the players, from all the different jurisdictions and from the different parties and the different types of politics. It takes a unique personality to be able to pull those people together. Aaron's done that here, and he's done it in the term that any governor or county executive would dream of, seven years.
How many people were, like, what number? When they see it, they say, we're going to do this. And I remember all this. I mean, Dom was around for this. Obviously,
yep.
Kevin was around.
A lot
and I'm
of
like, yeah, Dundalk. They're going to bring jobs to Dundalk. Okay, you know, God bless them. You know, I mean, and I'm not right. a skeptic in that way, but I'm like, I didn't have this vision in that way. Where were you in that when they came to you and said, all right, Aaron, come on in and help us do this. And this is what we're going to do. And I think it would be in your mind's eye that sometime around Christmas of 21, I'll be sitting at Costas with this crazy guy telling him that McCormick is coming here doing a 1.9 million square foot thing.
I know. It was pretty incredible. I was actually working at Erickson Living, which was a sister company to us, and they had brought me into a meeting where they were talking about the acquisition of Sparrows Point, and I looked back and said, wow, that's what can we really do there?
That's ambitious.
And I absolutely remember, and this is so true, and I tell this story sometimes. I was working in Annapolis. I always crossed over the Key Bridge to head up to Harford County. And I remember during that time, I would look over and I would see the steel mill operating. And it would just look so ominous and kind of scary, you know, when I was a youngster.
Willy Wonka, like a factory.
Yeah, it looked really weird. And I said, I don't ever want to work there. Ever.
How old were you then?
And I made a commitment to myself that because it
so
just
like
looks so imposing. And like here I am right here in the middle of this mill. And I can tell you the amazing stories, the beautiful people, the community pride that is just here. I got lucky. I got really lucky coming to be able to work.
Everybody
here in
Chippewa, that
County,
comes to Dundalk so. Gets lucky.
It
right
is.
Here.
It is.
Right?
I did.
You know, we also
incredible
we,
people.
There was also a mindset that somehow the 3,200 acres was almost mm-hmm. too big to think about in a sense, and these folks from Trade Point came at it with, you could tell from the name brand change,
we'll build
the beginning,
into it.
And they had a startup kind of mentality.
It was.
Which we in Baltimore, I think, are a little unfamiliar with relative to some other places in the country. And so to have that startup mentality about not being afraid to fail and doing it holding the hands of your community leaders right there with you all looking at each other.
Todd Crandall's coming by later. So
awesome. You can talk to Todd about it. And I can tell you, it's not me. There's an incredible, talented team that was put together for
Todd
this.
Todd and I wrestled together in 1981. So you know what I mean? Like, I've known Todd 40 years, right? So that's Dundalk. I mean, that literally is,
yeah,
you know?
That's Baltimore, right?
So what else is happening? Give me an update, because I haven't had you on in a long time.
Sure.
I mean, it's great to crow about me, you know, McCormick and stuff, but there's probably dozens other things going on over there.
Well,
right?
it's true. What was home to one industry is now home to 32 different organizations and industries, you know, spanning from, you know, obviously all in the logistics category. But we joke that, you know, we went from steel to now being able to get olive oil from Pompeian, get a bucket of chicken from Royal Farm, go over to Gotham Greens, the 90,000 square foot hydroponic greenhouse, and get the Chesapeake Crunch, and then together we can have a really nice salad. So I mean, you can
wow.
literally build a salad at Trade Point Atlantic right now, and then add in the McCormick spices. So what more can we asked for? But just that story I tell just because of the transformation that had. I mean, who would have envisioned it? But a lot's been going on. As you know, logistics has really been at the forefront of our economy ever since COVID. A lot of businesses hit pause maybe when COVID was happening. We accelerated dramatically. Just within the last 2 years, we've built over 7 million square feet of new buildings for Trade Point Atlantic. And later this week, hopefully, the PSC will come out with a decision on offshore wind awards. And then that will determine the next step in offshore wind development and the opportunity to bring manufacturing.
So they're building the size of 7 malls over there, right? So I said
we
7
did.
Million square feet.
In 2 years.
And not just a mall, not a place to shop, but a place to employ people. But you know,
sure.
even more so than that. Aaron Tamarco here. We got the Trade Point Atlantic. They're leaving swag. I have beer. It's my 30th anniversary. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I've got some Maryland Lottery scratch-off tickets that I'm going to give out. This young gentleman here, I think I'm going to give him one. Anybody
great
that's here,
logo.
You know, but to be eligible, all you need to do is know me. Oh, you brought me a hat.
I bought you a hat.
A sweet
and,
logo.
And look at that. I bought you
that feels
a shirt,
nice.
Too.
Is that a workout shirt?
That's a
golf shirt.
We love our logo here at Trade Point Atlantic. So.
Just give when me you a come large, back, are you trying to say something?
When I come back, it's form-fitting.
Man, I had a lot of pumpkin pie. It's eggnog season, man. I had Santoni over here. We're talking about eggnog ice cream. Damien O'Doherty's here, my dude from KO. Aaron's here, and I appreciate you coming over. I put this crab cake tour together, and Damien, I don't. It's no secret you and I consulieres from time to time. But I talked to you, and I said, I'm doing this crab cake tour, and I didn't know what it was going to be. And I started booking these things, and it's turned into like my weekly hang for people I like and friends and business people and old friends. I mean, we were in Catonsville last week. I'm in Catonsville with my Dundalk Pop Warner quarterback from 1978, who's now coach, assistant coach of the ladies. The Catonsville Community College ladies. He was an Al. He should be in the Hall of Fame, Jimmy T. And we were over there with Pete Carinci from Highland Town. It's just an East-West thing going on. And I thought, all right, when I get over to Dundalk, I'm not going to have any problem finding people. You know, I know Aaron works on this side. But I didn't think Santoni even liked me enough to drive down from Fullerton, right? Wow. And John Martin decided to come over today because we're letting ourselves play from the – but neighborhood to neighborhood – it is amazing, the industry and the people. And I think on a week-by-week basis, it's been fun to just let myself play. And, like, say I'm going to be in Dundalk. I'm going to reach the trade point and find out what's going on over there. So we're employing people's what's going on, right? Period.
Employing people, building things, and transforming things. So it's been a great journey, and a lot more to come. Still a lot more. We're not fully built out. A lot of people think with all what we've
built. When is sold out? When does that happen?
All depends on the market, but I will say I think the next 5 to 7 years we've got a good runway of many other things that can happen down there at Trade Point. So
I want to talk to you on the political edge here for supply and where we are with boats in the water and all the things we've seen. Your facility and getting this better for the economy, inflation, all of that. What have you seen in the drag of this? Because let's be honest, I haven't even brought this up. You're building and birthing this thing in the middle of a pandemic, right? Like, for everyone who did this over the last 2 years, but trying to grow as this thing's going on. And as you pointed out, logistics is your business. And this is sort of the bottleneck right now for our economy that's caught up in this, because maybe some of that hasn't caught up with what Amazon can do with here at the facility, but you got to get it here to get it there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot more innovation that will happen, I think, as a result of the pandemic and what we've been able to do. We're seeing it with our tenants and how they're innovating their supply chains.
When things are messed up, they get fixed, right?
And they mess up, they get fixed, and they make massive investments, which they have been, in making sure that they get their supply chains correct. And here at Trade Point, we like to tell them they can do everything with us. They can bring it in by boat. We can send it out by rail, and they can process it right on our facility. So we one-stop shop for all your
logistics. You know, that's fascinating.
Needs.
Hey, so, they're not getting it done over there. We can get it done here.
We can get it done here. In fact, you know, Baltimore, again, hats off again to Baltimore and the port, right? I mean, we had this backup in Long Beach, California, and they're diverting ships to Baltimore.
Through Panama?
Baltimore is saying, hey, we can do it. We have the capacity, we have the team, and we have the know-how. And we're the most efficient port on the East Coast, and we're proving it. And it's another great story. You know, we're stepping up to the plate the way we always do.
Frank
Zappa would be proud.
Positive stories,
yeah.
Don't you?
I do, yeah. But I get so much energy. You know, people, storytellers like you and me, Ness, in our own worlds, tend to look back a lot, and so it's just so refreshing to hear what's going on forward, and Trade Point's been a great example for the whole state to follow.
What's going on with you, dude? Come on. You bannering? What are you doing?
I'm getting ticket requests already for Merriweather shows.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I've gotten a ton of requests for everybody thinks I've got a deep tie to Merriweather.
They think you're tied to Dave Grohl, I'm sure, too.
Well, I'm getting a lot of Dave Grohl requests. You know, one of the things we're hearing from all of our clients, or that we see when we travel in different parts of the land, is the issue of workforce, right? So whether you're these hospital staffs that are just trying to be as resilient as possible, or if you go into the retail or restaurant business, no matter where you are, it seems like the major conversation is about workforce, is about labor shortage. So I would keep an eye out for that message, trying to find some solutions over the next several months.
Man, I appreciate you coming over here, dude.
Thank you. It's great to see you in person.
When people travel to Dundalk from outside of Dundalk to meet with me, it's true love. It's true love. John Martin's here from the lottery. We're letting ourselves play. I got some scratch-offs given away. Rob Santoni might even sit in because I think they know each other. You're allowed to stay? You're going to sit back in? All right, Santoni's coming back on with John. Will you share the mic with this Dundalk and Highland Town, are you up for this? I don't know. Aaron Tamarkio from Trade Point Atlantic is left behind hats. You know, ever since my hair grew out, I don't do my hair, like, I'm letting myself play.
See how he takes the gifts? He kind of takes the gifts, and then he kind of gives them back.
No, man. I haven't worn a hat. I haven't worn a hat in, like, a couple of months.
Well, that's as we would say, and it's a technical term, but that's a badass hat.
I got a big head. Well, you know, this almost says Dundalk, right? Like, literally.
It does.
It is. That's part of the Bethlehem Steel Star right
greater
there.
Greater Dundalk. Greater Baltimore. Greater.
I went to Dundalk, and the mayor went to Mervo. And 2 weeks ago, tomorrow, we had an engagement in Annapolis for the state championship. And I didn't get into it with him, right? Johnny O and he get into it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And it was about wearing a jacket or something. And I left it alone a little bit, but I did say I had a jacket that would fit the mayor. You know, he's built like me. Medium, not large, but that's another thing altogether. I'm just, come on.
Let me say about this, Johnny O.
Never small, though. So I go down to the game. We score. We score before I could get in, and then we score again. It's 13-0 at the end of the first quarter. And I got mouthy. I mean, I know you find that hard to believe that I would be outspoken in that sort of way. Went out on Twitter, and I'm like, dude, if you want to come over at halftime and just wear the jacket now, pick it up, it'll save me delivering it later. You know, just come on over. And then we got our ass kicked in the second half. We lost 22-13. And then I woke up, like, didn't hear any. I went home. I was going to come to Costas for the victory party and pass Trade Point Atlantic again coming up, but I didn't. Went home, and I sulked, and I woke up at, like, 5 in the morning. I swear to God. I get up. I'm old now. I got reading glasses, my phone, tie my hair back because that's what I got to do. I look down on my phone. I swear my eyes were still squinty. First tweet of the day, mayor pooping on me, right in the middle of Twitter, 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, that I was trash-talking him at the end of the first quarter. So
at least
now
they put
I owe him a Coco's crab cake, but I'm at Costas, and I – come on out, Mayor. It's nice out here in Dundalk. We'll get you out here.
Absolutely.
So I lost a bet to the mayor. That's what's going on with me. What's going on with you? Holidays, good?
Well, I just saw Johnny O over the weekend. He's pretty emblematic of all the things that are happening around here.
You should make him
Dundalk.
Buy the crab cake.
We should. Ball. He's done a fantastic job, right? Been a great partner for you all. And
he was the one sitting here the last time we did the crab cake tour.
He embodies this turnaround and this taking it to the next level that we're seeing here in Southeast
Baltimore. I got reasons I could be upset with Johnny or you love Johnny and I are cool right now. He opened Colgate Elementary, my elementary school. Yeah, after all these years, and Kevin was a big part of the money, and Don has a little glimmer in his eye too because his daughter was involved and obviously in education. But they opened Colgate. When Johnny was sitting here, he was like all politician. He didn't want to. I don't have the date. I don't know the date. Don't press me on the date. I'm like, Johnny, when are you opening Colgate? You know, it's my school. So he gave me a shout out, and it was November 8th. They moved it back, but it was unbelievable.
This is Dundalk's chance.
To go into my school. It was
beautiful facility. Beautiful.
It's Dundalk's chance with Johnny O, better than anybody, to say, this is where I come from, which is a great story.
Right.
And this is where we're headed, which is an even better story.
I was so impressed with the kids, with the teachers, with the principal, with the nod to history. I'll cry if I talk about it. And then, so I'm leading a Colgate contingent. If anybody out there wants to go back and see the new old school, we'll do that. And same at Dundalk High. Aaron Tamarkio here, Trade Point Atlantic. They're local. They employ people, and he's on the interwebs. And
thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, man.
Absolutely.
I appreciate
you. Stop down anytime.
Damien O'Doherty from KO, my dude.
Damien, great to see you.
Great to see you.
Celebrating 30 years of the Maryland Lottery. Not 30 years of them. It's going to be 30 minutes with John Martin. Now, you guys got to leave Pete alone. He's making 500 crab cakes today. He told me. Too busy to do the show. He's making 500 crab cakes.
500 and counting.
503, because he just ordered 3. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Dundalk and Trade Point Atlantic and Costas and good stuff going on down here on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour.